Lock Talk Radio.
Gordon Gartrell shirt.
Gives Rudy a pep talk.
Oh my God. This
tells her to follow her dreams.
And
then
Bill Cosby
puts a roofie in his beer.
Oh. Takes some pictures and puts them in Playgirl.
The thing is, the roofie,
so
the roofie doesn't even affect Peter Steele. It just goes right through him.
Yeah, well, you know how many you need, like, horse tranquilizer to fuck him up? I'm looking 7'10".
213 wide net. If you were ever on the Cosby Show or a victim of Bill Cosby, that's our phone number. 213-943-3688. So this year's nominees for the Grammys.
Yes.
I wanted to mention a good amount of nominees. We have Body Count with Bum Rush, Code Orange with Underneath, In This Moment, The In Between, Poppy with Blood Money, and Power Trip, Executioner's Tax, Swing of the Axe Live. Now, I know we were, you know, riffing on live tracks, but I think the exception should be made this year to not riff on it. And, or rather, they should follow the trend and the live track should win as a tribute to late Power Trip frontman Riley Gale. I think Power Trip should win.
I mean, it's pretty ironic that the band with a dead guy has a live track. That's all I've got. I've never actually heard them. They're probably fine.
They're very good.
They're great.
Do we want to hear like a few seconds of each track?
Let's thrash them or trash them.
We'll be the judge of who gets the Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do it in alphabetical order.
Are you insisting we award bonus points for the dead guy, or are we doing this just based on the merit of the song?
Oh, just on the song.
Okay.
Nobody vote for Dave Mustaine.
Unfortunately, Megadeth not nominated this.
Was the beer, their beer nominated in the musical beer category?
No.
Total fuck Duclaw.
I'm going to keep it to 30 seconds, by the way, every song.
Crank the volume a tad.
Okay. There we go. Keep us fighting amongst the stuff while you accumulate all the wealth. White on black, black on white. Muslim hatred is our height. Spread the terror, fear of all. Billions been on a fucking wall. It's a twisted, the game is bent. Still no clean water and Flint. But we ain't sleep no more, we won't. Hear us coming, see the smoke. You can't stop the hump rush. You can't stop the rush. You can't stop the rush. You get it? I think it's a great song. That album is really good. The last two Body Count albums have been incredible. And I think the producer that he's working with, Will Putney, awesome, and he really gets the sound that Ice-T should be sounding like.
Yeah, it's way different than that first album. Like, you listen to that first album, it's so poorly produced, even though it's a great album. It's just like tinny and I don't know.
So then here's Code Orange with Underneath. I'm going to scan ahead.
Good luck, you.
Oh, wait.
Is that your Netflix?
Yeah. Glass.
Didn't we see Code Orange at one of the
WWE shows? This is also a theme to one of the NXT shows.
Here's
the hook.
We had somebody from this band on the show, right?
Yep.
Well, that was when we got moved down to like ringside because of your friend, right? That was the same show. We were sitting in like mediocre seats, and then your friend said, "Hey, let's come sit ringside." And we were like one row from the front row or something.
Well, it was more like my friend was down there, and I was like, "Hey, are there any empty seats in your area?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, there are." And
oh,
I thought we just sat, I remembered that wrong.
I thought we just sat next to him because he had empty seats like available, like his seats. Oh, I gave you too much credit there. Mm. Connections.
Well, I mean, we got there, didn't we?
At our own risk.
Here's In This Moment. Well, no, he helped me out. He tipped me off.
Who is this,
In This Moment.
That's metal?
This is nominated in the best metal.
Sounds like Imagine Dragons.
Didn't we have her on the show, too?
Yeah, we've had Maria Frank on the show.
Grammy-nominated alumni here.
Yeah, I remember, like, that was metal, what she was promoting. This doesn't sound like metal.
Well, that was just like a little bit of it.
It's sort of growly.
It dips in and out of like metal and hard rock.
We didn't play a representative sample.
We were in the wrong moment. Sorry.
Here's another favorite of mine, Poppy, Blood Money, also another NXT.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right.
Why did they choose and that song?
That's the one they submitted.
I mean, it worked. They got nominated somehow.
At all.
And then,
those songs were bad or anything. It's just...
Yeah, it was like, was that really metal? That should have been more in the pop category. No?
Well, I think there's less competition in the metal category. That's why they submitted it. You know?
Power Trip?
Yes. And then it's bad.
Are there vocals, or was this recorded
there
after we died?
Oh, stop it. There
were supposed to be vocals.
Really?
I didn't get it in time.
Must have been a really rough year for metal. Five best songs we could find. Oof.
This is good.
Fine. Yeah, I mean, I don't hear this and think it needs to be given an award necessarily.
So those are the picks. Who would you pick?
I would pick the one that sounded like immediately recognizable as metal, which is the last one. But none of them are bad songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm picking for a metal award. I mean, I want to pick the metal. I mean, you're telling me some of these songs like kick in and they're more metal-y later. I mean, I'd have to listen to the whole song then.
Is this category, just because I haven't really kept up with the Grammys too well, is it metal or is it rock and metal?
Best Metal Performance is the name of the category.
They did away with Best Rock and Metal the first year, right? Because that was the Jethro Tull thing.
And they went back to it in 2012 or 2011 when they merged a few categories. But then they then removed it a few years after. So now it is just metal.
Good.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Power Trip also. I guess like Code Orange are pretty good, but they already won a Grammy, right?
No. They lost to Tool last year. They were nominated. They were Lucci'd.
Yeah, I think Power Trip's song is definitely like more competitive when it comes to metal, at least in
it's a nice story.
What's the story?
Yeah.
Because he died, you mean?
Yeah. It's a nice little tribute to him.
Oh, Sid's about to say something very harsh. I could
Well, no, I thought too. I was not particularly amused by any of the songs, but just, you know, I have a friend who's a metal blogger, so the best story would be Power Trip winning, so then he could post the audio of his dipshit bandmates crying about him dying, and it'll get a lot of hits on the website, so... Throw Rob a bone. Let's give it to Power Trip. So yeah, something to post.
Jeez, wow.
How did he die? COVID? What happened?
Do we know? Do we assume a drug overdose?
We don't know. We don't know. I don't know if it was a drug overdose. They haven't said. They've been very.
But safe to say it wasn't like leukemia.
I don't know that.
I don't know.
I feel like that's you. Usually they tell you right away if it's like something like that.
Maybe you caught leukemia from a toilet seat. You don't know.
Oh, no.
You're speculating here.
Yeah, that's what I do. No consequences for me. Just wildly speculate about how some random guy died.
You don't run a metal site. What do you
That's trying? Right.
Fuck out of here.
Blabbermouth, you listening? Aggregate this.
Man,
friend of Metal Injection accuses Riley Gale of... That's his name, Riley Gale. Is that it? Look at me. I knew the guy's name.
So who do you pick?
His name while he was alive. What?
Sounds
who
like
do you
an
pick?
Instagram model.
Yeah.
Riley Gale.
Or Crystal Gale's grandson.
Let's move on. Let's
career.
Move on. Let's move on. This is. I don't like where this is going. Who do you pick? Which of these? We got
Power
Body
Trip.
Count.
Power Trip.
Okay.
It's unanimous. Bob, who do you pick?
Yeah, I Power Trip.
Can I pick Soundgarden?
They're not nominated.
Another
it's a good story. It's a good story.
It's a good story. They're all no, they're not all dead. is it just Chris Cornell that's dead?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
At the moment, we don't know. I haven't checked the news.
Who are the news?
Kim Thayil alive?
He's alive, alive and kicking.
Be the one that I would have guessed would die first. He looked pretty rough even back in the day.
Like a third Uso brother. He looked very like a Samoan wrestler.
I can see it.
I remember like when actually Soundgarden's Super Unknown was my first CD that I ever got, and I just remember like flipping through the book, and you know back then we didn't have internet and stuff like that, and just like reading Kim Thayil, I was like, whoa, there's a girl in the band? So cool. And then when I found out it was a man, you know, like when you look at the photo of the lineup, and eventually I realized it was a man, it was the first, like, female name that I heard on a man.
Huh.
Ever heard of Alice Cooper?
I don't know if I knew Alice Cooper back then. I was, in fourth grade or something like that.
I was going to ask you because I thought Super Unknown came out in 1994. Like, I figured you would have CDs before that. Weren't you like 12 or something?
1994. I came to this country when I was 7 in 1990. So I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
I was around 11. And no, I mean, we didn't. I think before that, I just had some Guns N' Roses tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And
tapes were the shit. Because singles.
Yeah. Yep. And I think my brother had the CDs and stuff, but like my own CD was that one.
I would go, like, it was sort of like a ritual to go get the new Metallica tape, to get it on tape.
Where would you get it from?
There was a record store not that far away from where I lived.
Good old Zigzag?
You know, Music Factory.
Oh, Music Factory.
I wasn't that close to Zigzag. I worked right down the block from Zigzag.
I wonder what that guy's doing. The old, like, the owner of Zigzag Records, one of the most iconic Brooklyn caricature figures, because he had a skullet. But, like, the skullet, so, you know, bald on top, long, but also he had the thinnest hair, so it'd be like Homer Simpson hair long.
He would have just the zigzag like Homer had around his
yeah.
head.
That's what it was.
And, you know, I used to work at a supermarket in the area, and he would shop there.
Oh my god!
And the fashions would just
be incredible.
Well, he had
the cut off denim shorts.
Yes. And flip flops.
Oh no!
Hey guys, I just got a relevant tweet here. The owner of Zigzag just got a lifetime Grammy over Dave Mustaine. I heard about this lifetime achievement award.
But you know, Zigzag is the place where I got my first metal shirt. So you know, everyone. I think like a lot of people have like very coming of age metal stories at that store. So. It's
you got your first metal shirt, you said?
My metal merge, yes.
Oh, merge.
I didn't even know they sold merge there.
Yeah, they had a t-shirt rack.
Did they have a nice rack?
They had an all right selection.
You went through the rack a lot?
I went through the I touched the felt up the rack.
No, the Music Factory was the one that I would go to. And I used to buy vinyl there when I was really young.
Oh, that's awesome.
A thing.
There was also The Wiz. Nobody beats The Wiz.
Well, The Wiz had shitty music. The Wiz just had like the top
just the,
40
the pop
shit.
Stuff.
Yeah. They didn't really have. People know what The Wiz is, even like Susan Lucci. I feel like that's an outlier.
Yeah. Nobody beats The Wiz was like a 80s equivalent to Best Buy, I would say.
Do you remember the song in the commercial?
Yeah.
Nobody beats The Wiz.
Nobody beats The Wiz.
That's it. That's the whole song.
Yep.
That was the song. Nobody. And then Biz Markie made a song with that, but he made it Nobody Beats the Biz. And that was the hook to it. I wonder if we could play the Nobody Beats the Wiz song.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah, I found it.
But not yep. get copyrighted, I meant.
Oh, it should be all right. They don't exist.
Even
they're
owns the rights to that anymore. That's got to be just out in the ether at this point.
Yeah, the Wiz isn't even a thing. They went bankrupt. Here we go. I'm very
excited. Across the street from King's Plaza.
Yeah. Columbus week.
Canceled.
You got a whole week then. Progress.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a good deal.
Well, that's like $350 now.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
What is that? What was that related video with the fucking banana in the corner? What is that?
Oh, what is that? Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a different commercial.
Nightmare Fuel. Oh, it's like a compilation. How are you gonna find this shit?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't gotta watch.
Yeah.
But let's see what other ones we got.
Wait, the grand opening one.
We definitely gotta do both of this port this yeah. hip hop version we gotta do too.
Oh, Rex and Effect. I can't, like, not start dancing when I hear that.
$260
I just want to say, so the old TVs were, like, CRT screens. So whoever did this design needs to be fired. They put a purple background with red text over it. Like, it just bleeds into itself. Like, no, it's completely unreadable.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, I didn't know there was supposed to even be text. It was a new industry, Rob. Toastering the graphics on a TV show. Ugh.
All right, let's see this.
That was King Kong holding a woman, and like they dubbed it over that they were going to the Wiz.
This is a more recent.
This is the Master. This has to be right before they closed.
All right, here we go.
Plus this song.
A fat afternoon.
I remember this commercial.
Oh, the circulars. Affordable portables.
I got to tell a little story about the Wiz, if you guys don't mind, very briefly.
Yeah.
As a secondhand story, I heard from somebody I used to work with. I think I talked about this person before. Was it a guy who performed as a drag queen on the side after, like, at nights, you know, after having worked in this record store with me. Really awesome person. I used to tell all these crazy stories about clubbing and stuff. And he was the operator of the switchboard in the store. Like, hello, this is so-and-so records, whatever. So one time he was talking about, like, he took the Wiz to small claims court or something. I forgot what it was, but it was like he bought a VCR and it was shitty and they wouldn't give him his money back. So he sued and he won. And he would go watch the commercial and go, nobody beat the Wiz. I beat the Wiz, motherfucker. Fuck out of here.
And then they went out of business. So mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Good.
Very sad.
He beat them to the grave.
I'm trying to think of what his drag name was.
So funny.
I remember.
RuPaul.
No, it wasn't RuPaul. Sadly, I just
love the idea of him jogging back to the TV no matter where he was. Like,
in the store, that happened. That was like on TV, a commercial that it was being played.
He's at the airport. It's just,
I beat the Wiz.
Tell everyone who can see that commercial so that they don't have the faulty knowledge that nobody beats the Wiz. Got to correct the fake news.
Well, another group that beat the Wiz is Within the Ruins. Progressive deathcore faction Within the Ruins unleashed their brand new video for Blackheart this Friday. The punishing track comes by way of the band's impending full-length album of the same name, Blackheart, set for release on Entertainment One, Good Fight Music, on November 27th. Within the Ruins, great band. They bring the breakdowns. Check them out. New music this Friday. Boom, boom, boom.
I love breakdowns.
Like some hip-hop breakdowns from Nobody Beats the Wiz?
Sure. I don't discriminate. Any kind of breakdown.
Let's see what else is going on.
I do have a little story.
Mm-hmm.
Love story time, Darren. This is too much.
All right, you know what? Read your thing, and then I'll do the story later.
No.
I want to organize in my mind.
Okay.
Tell the story.
Well, while we're on the topic of music, by the way, speaking of body count, I want to mention we do have a Spotify playlist that we're doing. We're calling it our music break, since we don't really want to play full tracks on the actual podcast anymore. We have a whole playlist where you can just access tracks that we recommend for you to jam. And this week I picked a track from Killer Be Killed. That's a new band with Max Cavalera, Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan, and Troy from Mastodon, and Ben from Converge. I picked their song Dream Gone Bad, but the whole album is really, really good. And Darren, you actually picked Body Count, but you picked an older track, still a great track, No Lives Matter, you picked.
Yeah.
And then Sid, you picked Foo Fighters, Alone and Easy Target. Are these two songs?
No, it's just one song.
Well, why this song?
The last few weeks, I just picked something that, like, I was involved in a discussion in our Discord about. So this week, somebody asked what my first show ever was, and it was Foo Fighters on their first headlining tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my favorite song of that era of Foo Fighters. So that's what I picked.
And then, Noah, you bring the heavy with Celtic Frost.
Yeah.
With a
I think it's colder in New York. It's just the kind of music we want to listen to.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Like fall into our seasonal depression.
Yeah.
I like it. And I'm with you. I'm totally there, especially with the, 5 o'clock darkness. The grimness is coming earlier and earlier. But speaking of grim and dark, I want to play this track I've been avoiding playing it, but I think we need to conquer it today because it's something that needs to be addressed on the show. Mm-hmm. And that's the new track.
Oh no.
From
oh no.
Megan Trainor and Seth MacFarlane. This is
oh no.
Like I want to point out, I want to say something. Okay? Like, you know, death metal is an acquired taste. And I feel like for people who've never heard death metal, if you just put it on for them, it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, this is too much. Turn this off. Like, the way, quote unquote, normies would react to death metal, that's how I feel listening to this right now. Like,
how many times does this fucking song need to be remade over and over again? How many times?
It's amazing. Every time they do it, it gets whiter.
Aw.
And what is this voice that she's using? It's like
this is her voice.
This is the baby voice from Brooklyn Girls.
Hi.
She's one of the pioneers.
It's the Marilyn Monroe boy, Mr. President.
She is the one
that bass song, right?
She's the one who Katie Shaw was imitating in the book, like emulating. This is her idol. Yeah,
let's cut to the Seth MacFarlane crooning.
Wait, was that him?
Fucking Seth MacFarlane.
He should do it as Stewie. That's all anyone gives a shit about. No one wants to hear you fucking sing.
It's like, why? Like, why even, like, just go and listen to fucking Dean Martin doing Christmas
songs? He's doing a fucking Bing Crosby imitation.
Bing Crosby, thank you.
Why bother? Why bother?
This is the same cringe I get from the award shows, from the celebrities awarding each other.
They have zero chemistry together. It's just like...
I doubt they're in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
Going through the motions, you know.
Here's the good news. This has been up for almost a month, and it hasn't even cracked 90,000 views. So that's
goodness.
Good. That's good.
Is it on uploaded by like a major label or somebody?
It's on her official Vivo.
Oh, okay.
It's her official Vivo. So
how many? What's the ratio?
Not enough dislikes. I
only
would say 15, either.
Rob, give it a dislike.
I'm not logged in, so it wouldn't count me right now.
Not with that attitude.
Wait, what's the Spanish one say? Darren?
Where? I can't see it.
That one.
This is a very beautiful song. Megan Trainor is the best. I love you.
Now in Spanish, for our Spanish listeners.
Está muy hermosa la canción. Megan Trainor es la mejor. I love you.
Oh
my God. So exciting. Megan Trainor did a whole album.
The thing that's amazing to me about Seth MacFarlane is that he like made his career on basically roasting celebrities more or less on his show. And yet he does something like this with like no self-awareness at all. Like how is the same person?
He just doesn't care at this point. He's like, I'm just going to do whatever I want.
But why do you want to do this? Why? Come on, man.
He's released crooning albums.
It's so embarrassing. It's so unnecessary and embarrassing.
He's like definitely a narcissist.
He's up his own ass, no, exactly. Yeah. And he also now, I believe, has reached the threshold where he has like yes men around him that don't tell him that this is a cringy thing to do. And he's too rich.
Yeah. Also, like people are just like, hey, we need content. Do you want to put out an album? We'll give you this much money. Sure.
Oh, I'm not saying that he shouldn't do it.
I'm saying he shouldn't do it.
Well, all right. Let me rephrase that. I'm saying if someone handed me money to do that, I would do it. But do it somewhat artistically. Like it's not adding anything to anything. You know, he's just imitating Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
And badly, and he sucks. He has no vocal range at all.
There's Devin Townsend doing a Christmas song.
With Megan Trainor?
That I would listen to. Does he sing it straight or like?
Yeah, he just sings it straight.
Oh my goodness. Why do we need this either?
He said he did it because his family members of his have asked him to do Christmas
So do it on like your fucking Thanksgiving Zoom call. Why do we need to hear it?
Well, you don't have to hear it.
Or wait, he's Canadian, right? On your Canadian Thanksgiving Zoom call.
Yes, I do have to hear it. Some jerk off on my Zoom call is playing it. What? This has more views than the Meghan Trainor one, right?
No,
it came out yesterday. It will eventually.
It's outpacing it for sure.
Yeah.
I approve.
Yeah, no, it's a good
time. I love Christmas time.
I was just thinking, I was talking to somebody, and I said, you know, this is the longest I've gone in a while without hearing or seeing any Christmas shit. Like, I made it almost to Thanksgiving, I feel like, with a minimal amount of being barraged by Christmas. But now it's starting up.
Yeah.
Well
also
not,
just
because... go in stores. And
yeah, you're not... Exactly, you're not traveling as much.
But I watch TV and all that. I don't feel like there was a lot of commercials with this stuff.
Mm. No.
I do go in the stores, actually. I go pretty
but, like,
much
to the mall and department stores and stuff?
Not every day, but I was in the mall like a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Three days ago, something like that.
How is it in those malls?
You wouldn't know there was any COVID. It's
God.
Well, other than a good percentage of people wearing masks. But by the amount of people out, you wouldn't know anything. But there's quite a few not wearing masks, too, especially the workers. Like the people... Like the clientele, they throw them out if they don't wear the mask. But like the workers all will run around with no masks on.
Ugh.
Which I hate to shit on anybody because I know they're working. It's not an easy job and all that. But it's like I just don't feel it's that hard to wear a fucking mask. You know?
They're the more risk than the customers because they're around strangers all fucking day. You'd think they'd want to wear a mask.
I yelled at somebody because and it was the store owner's like wife or something. So I didn't feel like I was yelling at an employee or whatever, which I wouldn't do. But she refused to I went in to order food. I ordered it rather than calling. I went in and she has her mask on the neck warmer position. And I said, I really love your food here. I really like everything. The service is great. You got a sign on the front door that says you can't come in without a mask. Look, I got a mask on. You got a whole line of people here wearing a mask, and you're not wearing the fucking mask. So why would I want? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like put off from giving you my. And she's like, yeah, it's. Come on, I can't. You expect me to breathe for 8 hours? Like she started giving me an attitude.
Oh,
I can't breathe for 8 hours with this thing on. Okay, so I'm like, why wear it at all then? Put on a show for people? They're gonna fine us if I don't have it. So I was like. You got the wrong attitude about this shit, you know? And I walked out. That kind of leads to my story, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
Please. Great transition.
So I went into the bank, into the ATM, not into the bank, the ATM vestibule to do some banking. And I wait outside until I see everyone in there has their mask on properly, which usually is not a big deal. Once or twice, there's some jerk off that goes in there ahead of me without a mask on. So I wait 2 minutes or whatever.
This is like during the daytime when there's still like foot traffic everywhere and stuff.
It was about 6 p.m.
Okay.
So there was a good amount of people going in and out, but most of them wear masks. So it's usually not a big deal. I go in, the last person who was even in there walks out. He had his nose exposed. I was like, whatever. Look at my phone for a minute. I don't want to take any risks. I know it's stupid. The odds of me getting something like that are minuscule, but it just makes me feel better. So I go inside. I'm the only one in there. I go to the far left. There's like 8 kiosks of banking teller machines. I go to the far left one, and I start doing my shit. Like 30 seconds later, a woman with a stroller comes in with no mask. Kid has no mask.
Oh.
Walks right next to me and takes kiosk number 2. And out of 8, you understand? She couldn't even go to the far one. Comes right up on me. And I go, are you serious? Like, I stopped what I was doing. I turned to her. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, why are you on this one? Mind your business. I said, why are you not
this
wearing a mask?
This is your business, though.
Yeah.
It is my business. You're going to breathe on me. Do you understand? And you got a mask. This is what she says. She says, why don't you put on 2 masks then if you're worried about it?
Oh, God.
I said, why don't you put on a fucking mask? She said, worry about your fucking business. Don't worry about my fucking business. I said, it is my fucking business because you're breathing on me. She says, you take care of yourself. I said, we all have to take care of each other. Then she called me the N-word.
What?
What?
Then she said, and I'm not going to repeat it, but in her Russian accent, she says, that's, why don't you go hang out with all the other N-words if you want to put a mask on? I was like, well, first of all, what does that have to do with anything?
And then she called you a Jew bastard.
You don't belong here! So that was my encounter.
Wow.
I didn't even fit. I was trying to move money between two accounts, so I took out like $1,000.
Oh.
And I was in the process of putting it into another account, and I didn't. I just walked out because I'm not going to stand there.
So you didn't even finish your transaction.
She might spit on me. Who the fuck knows?
What? So she drops the N-word on you, what, and then you walk out, or was there more?
I was stunned. Like, I couldn't believe the combination of things that just had happened. Yeah. So I was like, I didn't even have a comeback. Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, you called me the wrong racial slur? Like,
Wait, doesn't seem
appropriate.
Wow.
Is there a word in Russian that sounds similar to the N-word in English?
No.
Like,
but it's the N-word.
Used?
There's people in Russian say a Russian version of the N-word. It just sounds the same way.
Mm.
So there's no, like, accident. She meant something else.
And the way she said it, like, it rhymed with beekeeper, you know? Like, it wasn't even, you know what I mean? It
was,
wow.
Yeah. Very contemptuous, horrible woman. And then when I gathered my shit, I just turned around and walked to the door. I turned around and said, I feel sorry for your child. Because you have to be raised not only in the COVID world with no fucking protection at all and your mother breathing on you constantly, but you also going to grow up to be a racist. So
it's fucked up. God damn.
Fucking awful. This is what's around. I live in a hot zone. Like, this is a hot zone zip code that I live in. So, that's what's around me. The schools are shut down, I heard, right?
Well, that's everywhere in Brooklyn.
Oh, is it everywhere? I thought
or in New York City in general, I think.
I know we kind of transitioned away from talking about COVID all the time, but it's really crazy what's happening, man. 100,000 new cases yesterday. There's like
second wave.
Yeah, 5 or 6 countries that have no new cases and no deaths like every day now. Australia is one of them.
In Thailand, they had a concert with 50,000 people.
Safely.
Who played?
Yeah.
I mean, we have them too.
It was like a. It was an EDM concert.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, it's I don't know. I don't want to delve too deeply into the corona stuff, but like, Australia isn't even like a well-run country. It's like they got a right-wing president, I think, if my geopolitics are right. Like, they're extreme capitalists, they're nationalists, they're like anti-immigrant, very backwards. And just compared to the United States, even they are doing shit correctly.
They have like complete lockdown though. I know, like in Melbourne, they did. You're not even allowed to like walk
weeks.
Your dog.
I'm not gonna pretend to know the specifics. Like, I don't know.
They were locked down for a full month. Like, you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, you had like, you could only be a certain amount of kilometers from your house.
You're not allowed to walk your dog, but a kangaroo would come to your door. You put the dog in the kangaroo pouch, it takes it around the block and brings it back.
Yeah.
No, you were allowed to walk your dog.
I think they got it down to zero, and then they opened up, and then from what I read, the cases just started again. So the lockdown didn't really
Well, it worked until they stopped doing it, and then it started again.
I heard kangaroo meat is how it's spreading in the first place. Bought it from a bazaar, I heard. I heard that on the Sam Tripoli show. I don't know if it's accurate.
That's one of his live reads for fresh kangaroo meat.
I see. Hello Fresh. Yeah, so they had a lockdown, then it went down to like a few cases a day, and then they opened up more, and then it. But here's the crazy thing: the peak in Australia was 720 cases in a day. And then they did another lockdown. And now they're back to like 13, if you know, double-digit cases a day. So, who knows? But anyway, you know, one thing we should deep dive on is this weekend, The Undertaker allegedly retired. 30th anniversary.
Yes.
And he's been doing this whole PR push. It's been a little weird. Like, he's been in People magazine. Like, why is The Undertaker in People magazine? You know?
Well, like a year ago, he put out that they put out that documentary, like the 10-part episode thing where he's like, you see his real life for the first time. So.
Right. And they try to like position it like it's like a 30 for 30 or The Last Dance, that like NBA documentary.
And if you never watch wrestling, like the big deal about that is that he never broke or almost never broke character for like 30 years. He just used to be the Undertaker and the scary guy and like dead man. And then now all of a sudden he's like going on the Today Show or whatever and like talking about, you know, he can't walk anymore or whatever. So it's like a big deal to wrestling fans.
Although is it?
Right.
I'm saying
the intended purpose is that it's a big deal. I don't think it really is.
So like here's like the photos from People. Oh, like here's him and his daughter and his wife and their dog.
Which one is which?
Oh.
Which one's the dog? Which one's the wife? They both could be his dog. Is the joke? Very young.
One's his daughter. One's his granddaughter.
Okay, that makes more sense. Oh no.
Oh. Are you kissing his daughter?
That's not kissing. Whoa. She's passing him his medication. That's the only way he could take it.
His hands are gnarled from arthritis, so she has to do it directly into his mouth.
So,
pea shooter.
So, as part of the promotion, he set up a cameo where he was only doing 30 cameos, and you know, we joked about how Vince Neil cameos were $300 a cameo. There were only 30 available, and they were each $1,000. So The Undertaker and WWE made $30,000 off of an afternoon's worth of work, no more than an hour's worth.
Imagine having that much disposable income to spend $1,000 on this shit. Like, who the fuck cares?
I mean,
whoever you get this for is going to forget it in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's just a video.
Here's an example.
How many bedside photo sessions with Tammy Sitch can you get for $1,000, man? What a waste of money this is. Could probably move in with her.
Just that alone.
Did you just hear what he said? Before I thank the McMahons. So somebody paid $1,000 for The Undertaker to thank Vince.
Are we positing a hypothetical universe here where The Undertaker receives notes is that on a post-it? Like how does this delivery system work that you transcendental being, this Reaper of Souls, by sending him a fucking Gmail? Like how does he get notes? I got your notes. Your penmanship was amazing. Very commendable. I would suggest we switch to digital correspondence. It is better for the environment. Chris, you used the wrong your. Rest in peace. The correct piece, P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E. I consulted with Clippy. Your spacing was all wrong. Did he
paid $1,000 for Undertaker to say that? Like,
hold
what?
On. Are we sure that? What if this is just Vince makes him say that in every video, no matter what the
possible
person's cameo is?
No,
I think that's
no.
just like pre-roll.
I want to believe that that's what this is.
Wait, hold on a second. Rob, if you press that download link, you can get this video for free?
Sure, I guess.
So somebody paid for this to be made with a generic name Chris. Like, this could be like anybody's video.
Correct.
Anyone named Chris gets this one, and then there's 30 names you can choose from.
I wonder if there's a Rob.
After this totally formulaic form letter I just read about kissing Vince McMahon's ass, imagine we open up the next one, And it's like, you know, Bubba, I want to say, before I cut condolences on your lizard dying, I want to thank Vince McMahon and Linda McMahon and all the CEOs of World Wrestling Entertainment. I got your note on Yahoo.
He's talking about his mom.
My
your mom came up.
My judo mailbox popped up a notification from your mom. Your mom contacted me in Death Valley. She said you suck at baseball. Stop. Very cheery.
Oh my God.
Aww.
But your father hates you. Sorry, I had to include something negative. I am the Undertaker. What the fuck? You were great at baseball and school. By the way, die. Rest in peace and die forever.
Well, that's the thing that everybody wants to do, so he has to end it with his, like, signature eye roll.
Well, I don't walk the ropes. Fuck rest in peace. Move for me, motherfucker. Dance.
I wanted to see that kid's parents in a coffin match against the Undertaker. What's this one now?
Johnny.
Oh,
that Undertaker. Thank you.
As opposed to, you know, the Undertaker from, you know, NBC Sports.
As opposed to Brian Lee, the fake Undertaker from SummerSlam that time.
Oh. Until you rest in peace.
How? Stop. How? This is the opposite of what the Undertaker... Everything's going to be okay. You're going to wake up.
Sell out.
You're not going to wake up tomorrow. You're going to die. That's what the Undertaker does. He doesn't wish you well and to get over your illness. He brings you the illness. He is the illness. And then you die.
And he sends you in a coffin.
He folds your hands over your chest. And then there's a three count, and then you're dead, and you go in a body bag, and then you get zipped up. You do not make a recovery. You do not go into remission. You do not get better. You die.
Do not pass go, collect $200. Do not pass go. Do not collect community chest. Rest in peace.
This is so off-brand. I don't know why he'd agree to this.
Well, it's great rating.
Money, $30,000. What's $30,000 to him, really? Come on.
Let's hear it again.
Shy.
Oh.
I was very moved. I needed to remind Johnny how to walk. Forgot how to walk.
Well, this is actually for a guy that he did a botched tombstone to, who's now paralyzed. So it's actually very cruel that he would send him this video.
All makes sense. Now, yeah. See, now it's on brand.
Yeah,
it's taunting. Hey, are you still paralyzed?
Hey, Draws.
It'll be okay, Draws.
Go back.
And wait,
Johnny
invest $1,000 in him?
He was so invested that he forgot the guy's name. He forgot, and then he said it wrong. He said Ja. Like, it's Ja Rule.
No, John. I think he said John.
He said Ja.
Yeah, he, like, tripped up for sure.
So invested in you.
I just want to see if he's going to say rest in peace, because that would be really, really bad right now.
He will, because he's on autopilot with these.
Yeah, okay. How much does that cost?
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Oh.
All the rest.
Oh, no.
In peace.
All right. So he's, like, very present and, like, aware.
I mean, the production value on these is better than most of the ones we've seen.
Yeah.
He's like in costume, somebody holding the camera. There's a
There's a lighting situation.
Lighting, yeah.
You can't say he's mailing it in.
Yeah.
It's just the subject matter. Way too cheery. Someone should have sent him one that's like, I want you to tell me to fucking die and like be negative. Like, so why didn't anyone participate like correctly?
I mean, I'm sure some people did. They probably picked and chose like which the third were.
I don't
were.
Think so. I don't
know.
And Stacy's mom.
Yeah, you said that.
A what?
Now die. This whole thing has the energy of something he should be doing at like age 70 if he didn't make any money.
Yes.
Not he's at the apex of his stardom. You know what I mean?
He's
never been more popular.
There you go. You can tell that, like, this is one of the first ones that he did because he was getting a little creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gave up.
So someone else, like, pulled all the highlights here.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we heard this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You, she said you fucking suck at baseball. She said a ball went right through your legs. You embarrassment.
Oh, yeah, he's out.
Uh-oh. It looks like Donald Trump is the winner.
Wait, it looks like what?
Robbie.
Oh,
Robbie, thank you.
Beanie.
Mark, cut that. It's supposed to be edibles.
Someone please extract that.
Okay.
Or Pazabini or whatever his
what?
Name is.
Mark Calloweeny or whatever his name is. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Now rest. In peace.
Someone really should have made him do that.
Oh, now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. I'm basically saying to go fuck your mother. Fuck her. Tell her it's from The Undertaker. Give her your dick.
Squeeze one of her boobies for me while you're at it.
Fire one off on her. Come in her.
Ew, too far.
Give her your seed.
See, that would be on brand. Like evil. That would be like evil ministry Undertaker.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Birth me a demon spa for your $1,000. Your $1,000 tribute.
What's that one?
I don't hear the audio for this. Nope.
Jay Styles.
What? Ha ha.
So is that someone told this girl she was ugly and like she wrote to the Undertaker to tell her that she was attractive? That's what that sounds like. And she says if Darrell doesn't like it,
yeah,
he can rest.
Oh. Whoa.
That's replacing one problem with another. I feel like the cure is worse than the disease in that case.
People paid $1,000, but I'm getting all of this entertainment for free.
Yeah. Get better so I can haunt you longer.
Hora.
They're gonna
Isn't
dance
that a
the
Jewish
Hora.
Dance?
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna prepare some latkes and come over to your sukkah and eat some.
We'll light the menorah.
We'll light the menorah and touch the mezuzah. Then plant a seed in your mother. Oh, that's the other video. Sorry. Hora. Hora. Buy the book on goodreads.com.
Gather around the table. We'll give you a treat. Cradles to play with and latkes to eat.
Why is this day different from all other days?
I can't do the voice, but somebody say rest in payus.
Rest in payus. Can't roll my eyes though. Sorry. Oh, so humiliating. You and Mrs. Scooby-Doo should be very happy.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh, lead Scooby-Doo.
I wish Paul Bearer was still alive to do these cameos.
Oh.
I'm sure he would make a killing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Except 61 more. Calling bullshit because, like, the real Undertaker, if he would have heard there was a 91-year-old woman, he would have been like outside her window, like a
yes.
vulture, waiting to steal her soul.
100%.
That's like his clientele, the elderly, right?
He would have been walking the curtain rod in the nursing home, like the ropes when he wrestled.
Oh my God.
Oh, Granny.
I'll be there in the mortuary.
God.
Dreidel, so, dreidel, dreidel. I made you death.
Is he pocketing the money? Is it going to charity? Like this $30,000, where is it going?
Well, there was just a thing. WWE was in the news that they're demanding money from their clients, their employees' Twitch streams. Like when they have
God.
A private Twitch stream or
and Cameo as well.
Money, yeah.
Yeah, so WWE's getting a cut. Cameo's getting a cut. Yeah, I think he's probably making $500 a pop.
Somebody just got fired because she didn't want to share that, right? Is that what happened? Zelina Vega?
I'm not sure if it was that or because she started a OnlyFans.
Oh, no.
So it was non-nude.
But
it
was
yeah,
like
I'd
cosplay.
Fire her for that, too.
It was cosplay pictures. Like,
Vince was like, you're fired for being a tease.
They knew what they were paying for.
Yeah, Cardi B has an OnlyFans. She's not posting nudies.
She's not. I thought hers was nude.
She used to be a stripper. There's plenty of that content out there if you want it. It's fine. She doesn't owe us anything.
Whew. Well, that was a loss.
Oh man, thank goodness for Undertaker.
Yeah, we're gonna wind it down. I do want to ask if you had as much of a laugh as we did. Take a second, give us a 5-star review. It would really mean a lot. It would help us. You know, the algorithm would suggest our show to people that listen to similar shows that you listen to. It'd be nice. We'd really appreciate it. So on your podcast app of choice, give us a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 star.
Just
or a thumbs up or whatever.
You don't have to cycle through the bad ones.
Yeah. Don't even put that option up there, Rob.
Sorry.
Oh.
Give us
a good one. Good chunky burp.
And once again, our Patreon, we're going to be adding, I guess, a new episode next week. We still got a whole week till that happens. So I guess by the time the next show is on. But
yeah,
for now, there's plenty of great stuff on our Patreon. Check it out. And, of course, if you donate $10 or more, you are one of our top live guest fans of the week. And one of those perks include a nice little shout-out at the end of the show, which is right now. And
except Rob can't shout your voice, can't shout your name today because he lost his voice. And we
well,
to
I'm
going
to try to do it as the Undertaker, but I might lose my voice. Maybe you guys could help me out a little bit here. But we have Eric, and then Rabaganoush, aka Justin.
I heard you suck at baseball too, Rabaganoush. Benjamin, I hear your granny is 92 years old. That's cool. Tutorino, with your signorina Tutorino.
Hey, she didn't pay for anything.
Yeah, take that back.
Dan R, the R stands for, you know what the fuck it stands for. Come on, let's go. Cattle, chica, bimbies. Mindy Mays Kippa, I just want to say happy Sukkot.
It's Hanukkah. That's the one that's coming up.
He's making his rounds.
Yeah, the cameo recorded months ago.
Croc Destroyer, Sam, I aren't gender. The three of you will be thrown in one grave and you will all rest in peace. Shasur Shasusits. Rest in peace.
I'll throw you off of a French cage onto an announce table.
LaCroix, you will live the crustacean sensation, aka Godstopper. I will choke slam you into a pile of shrimp shells. And you will rest in peace. Ash Bozhelov, Dallas, Rubba Vampiro, Shane, and Hugo Likes Tacos, you will be my Ministry of Darkness, and we will get Lando Danks. And hey, guys, it's Josh. And make sure they all rest.
I thought for sure you were going to do something like, Hugo Likes Tacos. This is what I'm supposed to call you. Hugo Likes Tacos. Why don't you and all Elite Scooby-Doo get together?
Well, that's our show. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. I think we're going to be on at 6 p.m., 6 to 7:30 Tuesdays. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Bear with us, but we're gonna, new episodes Tuesday nights. We love you. Thank you for sticking with us. Goodbye. Goodbye. Whoa.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay.
Yay, we did it.
All right, that was good. Okay.
I have a question. Does the sound cut out for you guys sometimes? Like if someone yells and then it like mutes the other person?
A little bit. Once or twice an episode, I notice it.
Okay.
Sometimes when more than one of us is talking at the same time, they both cut out.
Yeah. I wonder if that's on the recording.
It's not. When I go back and listen to it, it's not. It's just when listening to it through Zoom.
Okay, good.
At least I should say I never noticed it. Like when I edit, I don't hear it on crosstalk.
I'm pretty sure when it's recording to my computer, it's recording each one of ours separately, and then it combines them. But on the stream, it figures out. It like does a switch.
If they're listening to the stream, they hear the same shitty thing we do, though.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
So wait, for clips? I mean, the Undertaker stuff was... gold mine.
Yeah, and something from the Grammys, but nothing with like a power trip joke.
No. Oh, okay.
It could be the part before we get to playing the songs when we're talking about like Susan Lucci and
yeah, or like Megadeth. Yeah, like yeah.
Okay,
Megadeth kept losing.
Yeah.
Well, just the stuff about like them losing. I don't think we were like too mean laughing about how
Metallica kept outsmarting them.
Yeah. All right. Was there anything else that we talked about that was worth? Pulling the body cam. Oh, I don't know.
Darren's story about the.
Oh,
bank.
Yeah, the Russian lady.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know if we want to share that on socials.
I think the Undertaker stuff and Grammys is perfect amount.
Okay. Goodbye.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving.